And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, September the 8th, 2009. It was on this day, 1952, Ernest Hemingway came out with his last novel, The Old Man and the Sea. He'd published a novel in 1950, 2 years before, Across the River and Into the Trees, which got terrible reviews, and he wanted to get back into print as soon as he could. He'd been working on a long novel that he called The Sea Book, which had three sections, The Sea When Young, The Sea When Absent, and The Sea in Being, and it had an epilogue about an old fisherman. And the epilogue was what he published as The Old Man and the Sea. It began, "He was an old man who fished alone in a skiff in the Gulf Stream, and he had gone 84 days now without taking a fish." The story of an old man who catches the biggest fish of his life, only to have it eaten by sharks before he can get it back to shore. It won the Pulitzer Prize, and 2 years later, Hemingway won the Nobel Prize for Literature. It's the birthday of the novelist Grace Metalius, born in Manchester, New Hampshire, 1924, author of Peyton Place, which caused a great stir when it came out in 1956. She was the stay-at-home mother of three children, and she wrote the book to help her husband pay the bills. And it's the birthday of the science writer Michael Shermer, born in Glendale, California, 1954, founder of the Skeptic Society, an organization devoted to debunking superstitious beliefs and pseudoscience. They put out a quarterly journal, Skeptic, which he edits. He was raised in a fundamentalist Christian family, went to Pepperdine, majored in theology, and then switched to psychology and biology. He was really into riding his bike and began cycling competitively in 1979. He did everything he could to help himself be a top competitor, used acupuncture, negative ions, Rolfing, pyramid power, the power of prayer. But he said he became a skeptic when none of that seemed to be working on a long climb to Loveland Pass, Colorado, Saturday, August 6, 1983. He's written columns for Scientific American, taught the history of science in college, author of many books, including Why People Believe Weird Things and The Science of Good and Evil, Why People Cheat, Gossip, Care, Share, and Follow the Golden Rule. Michael Shermer, who said the recent medical controversy over whether vaccinations cause autism reveals a habit of human cognition. Thinking anecdotally comes naturally, whereas thinking scientifically does not. Here's a poem for today by Ted Kooser, entitled Splitting an Order. I like to watch an old man cutting a sandwich in half, maybe an ordinary cold roast beef on whole wheat bread, no pickles or onion, keeping his shaky hands steady by placing his forearms firm on the edge of the table, and using both hands, the left to hold the sandwich in place, and the right to cut it surely, corner to corner, observing his progress through glasses that moments before he wiped with his napkin, and then to see him lift half onto the extra plate that he had asked the server to bring, and then to wait, offering the plate to his wife, while she slowly unrolls her napkin and places her spoon, her knife, and her fork in their proper places, then smooths the starched white napkin over her knees and meets his eyes and holds out both old hands to him. Splitting an Order, a poem by Ted Kooser from his collection Valentines, published by University of Nebraska Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.